Get ready for Sharon Hughes.
It's unfortunate and tragic that I have to teach this committee the basic principles of Americanism.
That's not the question.
Saying it like it is.
This is a worldwide problem, a worldwide enemy, and we better get our act together or we're in trouble.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice.
I had my way about it. They'd all be sent back to Russia or some other unpleasant place.
Bringing you familiar guests on important issues such as immigration, education, the Middle East, culture, religion, and the changing worldviews of Americans and the world. Now here's Sharon.
For such a time as this.
Freeing the minds of the brainwashed masses.
Today.
I never dreamed of that this socialist concept would make its way home in America. And when I saw that America is heading towards socialism, it scared me because there's no America to go to. And America gave me such an opportunity that I figured I owe something to this country. And that's why I got politically active and I decided to do something because I understand socialism because I lived under it. And American people, if they never lived under socialism and they don't really know what it's like, but they are beginning to smell that something doesn't smell good. And the coming battle talks about how the Senate and Congress didn't like this and they passed a bill which was signed into law to roll the debt over from generation to generation, resulting in what you're facing today. So basically we are indentured slaves.
Any solution to the world's problems will come back through gold at some point, and then silver, an industrial metal first, but one that people have figured out the huge demand for it and are willing to put in their portfolios and hold it, knowing that they're almost guaranteed a very solid 5% plus return for the next decade.
So I've decided for this month at least that we're going to focus in on one main issue every show. That would give us like four main issues to focus on this month. And I want to start out with the whole issue of what's going on with our economy. Obviously, we are in inflation, regardless of what the White House says. For decades, it's always been, whenever there's been basically a loss, two quarters in a row, our country is in a recession. Well, we are in a recession. We are in inflation. And even though gas prices are going down, we still have food shortages. We still have high food prices. And there's so many reasons why that is. Not the least of which has to do with our farmers who have not been able to produce the crops to make a profit to at least cover their expenses. And so that means we will not have the yield or the harvest for next year that we normally would have. So prices are going to continue to be an issue as well as food shortages. Later on in the show, I'll give you some tips and things that can help all of us as regards to food prices especially. But for those who are wondering, I've got some money in my savings account. What am I going to do with it? Is that a safe place? Those are decisions that each of us have to make. But what we're going to do is talk about is purchasing precious metals a viable option. And my husband, Dwayne, sat in for me on one of my shows where he interviewed Tom Cloud, a precious metals investment consultant. And then also my interview recorded earlier with Paul Walters on the Fed. He does an excellent job of explaining why this unelected, independent Federal Reserve has so much control over our nation, especially our economy. So stay with us. This is going to be valuable information, as is always my goal with every show. Truth. We need the truth.
Don't let anybody tell you that, you know, it's corporations and businesses that create jobs. You know, that old theory, trickle-down economics, that has been tried. That has failed.
The left is using that to really promote Marxism, right?
You know, I love talking to you. I do interviews all the time, and I really mean it when I say that you are probably from the top one or two in terms of being informed.
Thank you.
Coming to you from the Sierra Nevada foothills of Northern California, you're listening to Sharon Hughes, Saying It Like It Is.
Thanks for staying with me. Okay, now here's a segment that Dwayne had with Tom Cloud. This was on our online radio channel, talking about whether you should invest in silver or gold. Countries and central banks buying up gold faster than ever. Why is that? Tom Cloud is chairman of the board of Chiramali Incorporated, and he's been advising clients on precious metals and other hard assets since 1977. Let's go ahead and play that.
We have a great guest today, Tom Cloud, and Tom Cloud brings a whole basket of expertise to the table for our discussion. Tom is the chairman of the board of Chiramali Inc. and has a long and successful advisory track record in both financial planning and tangible assets. He has served on the American Council for Tangible Assets Board, a national lobbying group in Washington, D.C. from 1984 to 87, and an advisory board of Intercap Limited, which was one of the world's five largest money management firms. Well, Tom, you certainly bring a lot of expertise to the table, and we're glad to have you on today. Welcome to Man Talk.
Thank you, Dwayne. I've been looking forward to talking with you and your audience about what's going on out there today.
Great. Well, Tom, as we all know, our country is seeing huge debts, lots of spending, tax revenues are down because of the economy, yet we have seen gold and silver appreciate over the last number of years multiple times. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, there's several important things. When the dollar started dropping in value, when you look at the dollar in the world market basket, and you see that the dollar was up at 126 back in 2000. Now we're getting predictions that the dollar will fall. We get another 15 or 20% drop in the dollar from the 78 range back down to 72 where it was in 2008. We could see gold at $2,700 or $3,000. So that's one thing you got to look at. And the other thing I've talked to people about for 30 years is if you just watch the tax revenues coming in and the amount of money going out, you can track that. And you can pretty much forget what they're saying and just watch what they're doing. And what they're doing is headed for much higher inflation because of the money they're creating through quantitative easing and also through the monetizing of treasuries they can't sell in the world market.
Well, when you say quantitative easing, that's basically just printing more money to cover the debt, is it not?
Yeah, exactly. It's just when the economy slows down, they just want to create money and make the economy pick back up. They can get more people back on the paying. But what it does, it really devalues your currency worldwide, and it's really not helping you, and it's not addressing the real problem.
Well, Tom, I know as we listen to the radio, I mean, anybody that listens to the radio or listens to TV, there's just ads all the time about buying gold or buying precious metals. One of the things that I think our listeners would be interested in knowing is in this economy, there's lots of different areas that they can go to invest, and of course, everybody's competing for that investment dollar. Why is it that gold or silver or precious metals per se are the real investment for these kinds of times?
Well, I think you build a foundation. You know, certainly you want to have your investment spread across different asset classifications, but when you see people like Eric Sprott Management, Harry Schultz in London, and James Turk, and some of the most famous managers in the world, talking about 40 to 50% of their investable money in metals based on a 10-year track record, you know, there's only one basket or one bucket, and even going back to Ecclesiastes 11:2, when Solomon was talking about dividing your wealth seven or eight ways because you don't know what disaster will come upon the land. We just think that this is the most important basket, if you will, to have your money in is precious metals, because as the dollar goes down, they'll go up. They're accepted worldwide. And I believe with all my heart, the most important issue is when the solution to this problem comes and we have to go back to a gold standard, those of us that are owning gold are going to make a very nice free fall profit.
That brings up a question. If we did go back to a gold standard, for those that are invested in precious metals, which includes the silver market, how does that affect them?
Well, the silver and gold are two different markets. The silver is an industrial metal market first, investor market second. It trades in six of the 26 world markets, where gold trades in all 26. So it's a little thinner traded because it is used in applications. But I saw an article the other day from a Chinese writer that said just over the next 10 years alone, with 1,400,000,000 people, which is over four times the size of our country, they're going to need something on the order of 700 million million cell phones, 400 million computers, I think it was 200 million digital cameras, and 150 million high-definition television. And that alone, just to keep a growing economy and people becoming more affluent, they say that'll raise silver 6 or 8% a year if you didn't have an investor. So one is money, gold, that any solution to the world's problems will come back through gold at some point. And then silver, an industrial metal first, but one that people have figured out the huge demand for it and are willing to put it in their portfolios and hold it, knowing that they're almost guaranteed a very solid 5% plus return for the next decade.
Okay, we have to take a break, and when we come back, more of Dwayne's interview with Tom Cloud as we look at the money market and what that means to each of us individually. Stay with me.
Sharon Hughes, bringing you commentary on the issues that matter most.
Critical issues that are facing our nation that affect our families, our children, every one of us. And we could not do what we are doing without your help. And as you know, we try to go beyond just giving facts, but to give truth about what is going on, because we know that truth has the power to set us free, has the power to renew our minds. And we need to get the truth out into the streets of our nation.
When you, as a citizen in your community, try to say, you know, hey, this regulation that you're putting on me is hurting me, it's hurting my property, hurting my job, whatever the case may be, they will refer you to this board. The board doesn't care what you think.
If you'd like to change the world, won't you partner with us? Just go to changingworldviews.com/donation page.
GFM for gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It is actually turmeric, which is considered the gold spice, frankincense, which is boswellia, and myrrh to help address joint pain and to address the immune system and lots more.
This is Gail from California, and it seems like before I started taking Aloe Apex and the GFM, it was like walking uphill. Everything seemed to be an effort, and about 2 weeks after I started taking it, I noticed I was moving faster, had more energy, was doing stuff, and it was just like, wow. And then after about a month, it really started kicking in, and I was just so happy.
And if you go to apexhealth.life/Sharon, you can get a 25% discount. Or call 833-334-5433. Again, 833-334-5433.
You're listening to Changing World Views with your host, Sharon Hughes.
Thanks for staying with me. Okay, more with Dwayne and his interview with Tom Cloud about gold and silver and sharing wisdom, how to handle our money, especially investments in the current financial crisis we find ourselves in.
Russian economists around World War One that proved that cycles go 15 to 18 years. And if you go back in our lifetime and you think about stock market in 1968, it didn't go above 1,000 until 1982. You had 16 years there. And then you had gold, same thing. Now, certainly if a gold standard comes first, it may only be another 3 or 4 years. If the gold standard doesn't come, I think the bull market in gold will last at least another 7 years. And in silver, longer, just because of how rare it is. There are some reports out right now, Dwayne, that say that silver will be the first element depleted from the Earth's crust from our old chemistry chart we used to have in high school, and that silver could be depleted anywhere as low as 4 years to as much as 10 years. And then all the applications that silver's used in, they would have to find some other metal. So I think silver literally could go up at least for another decade.
Wow. Tom, let me just ask this question. I've been talking about silver and gold. Are there any other metals that you like as investments, and tell us why?
Well, there's two others that I'm real high on. There's one other I'm real high on, another one that's to be looked at, and that's platinum and palladium. Now, palladium went up 97%, and palladium is driven by catalytic converter, and if all this quantitative easing worldwide is going to improve the world economy, it's going to make the demand for the catalytic converter as more countries build cars, and Chinese especially. And primarily about 90% plus of it comes from Russia. And platinum is a little more steady. We first recommended it at $300 an ounce back in 1999. It's now up to to 1800. It's gone up six times, but now it is slowing down a little bit. But I still think platinum is something that should be in a portfolio, but not a big percentage. So I like palladium, I like platinum, and rhodium's a metal that is also worth looking at, but it is a little more volatile, it is a little more risky, but it was up at 10,000 an ounce. We had clients make a lot of money in 3 years in it, so those are the other metals that should be looked at.
Those are metals that people are not normally familiar with. And so those kinds of metals obviously are industrial, very rare metals. How do people, when they buy gold or silver, these kinds of metals, do they have them in their hand? I mean, obviously you can buy gold and silver coins and that kind of thing. Talk to us a little bit how they store metals or how you actually deliver those.
Well, what happens is when we receive people's checks 3 days after we get them, we actually mail the physical metal out to them. In gold and silver, people know there's bars and there's coins made by countries and private refineries. In the platinum and palladium, there's coins, bars, just like gold and silver. But in rhodium, you cannot take delivery of it. It's a very rare metal that's in a very flaky jar, if you will. Imagine little flakes of brown mud looking in a jar. Well, that's what rhodium looks like. But we leave that stored at depository, so we never take delivery of it. You get a certificate that's insured. But all the other metals, the client will actually take delivery of the platinum and the palladium.
Well, let's say somebody wanted to invest in some gold or silver or one of these other metals, and they live in an apartment or they don't have a safe at their home. Do they have a place that they can actually put the metal?
We have arrangements with two warehouses where they can actually store it, have a certificate, it's insured. One of the warehouses I've used since 1979, so I've been storing there for a very long time, and it's a great place. And then if they decide they want delivery, they can just sign the certificate and have the metals mailed to them. Or they decide they want to sell it, they sign the certificate and sell it. And probably about 22-23% of our clients do prefer the storage. They don't want to handle it, either have too much or they have a physical handicap and can't handle it. So there's different reasons people would leave it in a warehouse. But the key, Duane, is we deal in physical metals. This is not the paper gold and silver they hear about where people buy future contracts and you really don't have any real metal to back it up. I don't do any of that.
Yeah, I think there was something that happened in the late 70s, I think it was in the 70s, where the silver had gone up to $70 an ounce or something, and then they found out that it was all manipulated, and there were a lot of people that had that kind of paper instead of the real metal. They got burned or didn't have the asset that they thought they had.
We have to take another break, and Wayne will be back with his interview with Tom Clout right after this.
You're listening to The Sharon Hughes Show. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Just follow the links at the bottom of the page at changingworldviews.com.
Do you know who's in your child's bedroom? Right now, over 400,000 hardcore pornographic websites are on the internet, and many use a delivery tool called spam to lure our children. These tempting invitations appear on your child's computer in the safety of your home, whether you want them or not.
Stop it!
Even schools and libraries are invaded by website peddling of hardcore pornography.
Stop it!
Aggressive enforcement of existing anti-obscenity laws will reduce children's access to hardcore, sexually explicit material on the internet. Report porn spam home invasions to obscenitycrimes.org. Distributing obscenity on the internet is a crime.
Stop it!
Degrading and obscene material harms children and is beneath our community standards. Protect our children and protect our homes.
Stop it!
Report porn spam to obscenitycrimes.org.
For the sake of our children, let's stop it.
This month, we have a special on books that address the time in which we are living. Some say the end times. So any donation of $25, you'll get two books that will really address the day in which we live.
We found out with killer bees and genetically modified crops that whereas we think we can contain these experiments in genetic modification, they have a way of getting around us. So the future of molecular biology could become a Pandora's box. And with that in mind, I developed a science fiction story called The Ahriman Gate, but in which we have probably 1,500 pages of research material stacked up on our desk that was given to us by people who work in genetics and in science and who work in military application. We used it as a backdrop for creating this story.
And to get this special, you can go to our website, changingworldviews.com, and click on the donation page and follow the links there. Or you can send a check to Changing World Views, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924. Again, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924. Before we move on, it's time for this week's survival tip. Well, obviously, we all are watching our money because of what's going on in the world, and not just what's going on with inflation, but food shortages and the like. And we know that there are a lot of people that are encouraging us to stock up on food, get them at the good prices while you can before prices go up even more. Well, to that end, there are two sites that I think would be helpful for all of us when we're looking at the food that we already have and are checking the best buy dates on them. Turns out that food often lasts a lot longer than the best buy dates. And so I'd like to encourage you to bookmark the website stilltasty.com. You can go in there and you can put any kind of food, canned food, whatever, and it will tell you, according to real health standards, how good those products would be. So you don't have to throw them out if they're, you know, a month or two or even a year past the best buy date. Another one is called Food Keepers, and it can actually be an app on your phone as well. One other point I wanted to bring out is that if you want to know when the best time is to shop to get the best bargains, it's Wednesday. Wednesday is almost universally the time when the new ad begins, but that also means that what they had from last week, they mark down to get rid of because they know people are going to be buying what is in the new ad. So Wednesday's best day to shop. Two websites to help you to check the food that you already have, stilltasty.com and Food Keepers app. I think those both are a good thing to check regularly.
Everyone's buying gold coins. If it's above $600, they're going to have to file a 1099 IRS form. Some of these guys may have to file 10,000 forms in a year.
That's exactly right, Larry. And as you know, you've talked about this in past shows, this $600 expense item hits all small businesses, and it's going to be a huge increase in their reporting requirements to the IRS. What we didn't know was that this also applies to the sellers of gold. They are now, as you just said, going to, in some cases, have to fill out tens of thousands of these forms whenever someone buys gold. There's another side to the story, though, Larry, that I think is even more important, which is how about the people like, you know, you and me and the people watching the show who buy gold? Right. As you know, I sold my stocks. I bought a lot of gold. Now, if you purchase more than $600 worth of gold, that's also going to have to be reported to the IRS. I'm not too happy about that from a privacy standpoint, about the government knowing how much gold I own.
All right, good point. What? Just explain to me what this has to do with health care.
Well, nothing, Larry. Nothing at all.
Well, that was a segment from the Kudlow Show on Fox Business, and they were talking about something that was instituted under the Obama administration as regards to, as you heard, having to report if you buy $600 worth of gold. What do you think about that? Well, as you think about that, let's hear more of Dwayne's interview with Tom Cloud, Precious Metal Investment Manager.
Tom, tell us again the name of your company and how people can get a hold of you if they want to find out more about investing in gold or make a purchase.
My coin company is National Newest Medical Associates. We're down in near Atlanta, Georgia, and they can reach me at 800-247-2812. 800-247-2812. And once again, if they do call, if they ask me on the email blast, I'll be happy to add them where they can receive this information that I send out two or three times a week. 800-247-2812.
Great. Well, I know our listeners, many of them are very sharp on this kind of thing, but for those that needed a little bit of education, I hope that this program has helped them to realize that there's a lot more to just buying gold and silver than respond to an ad on the radio or a mailer that comes in the mail or or something like that. So, Tom, I really appreciate your time and your expertise. I hope that all of our listeners will gain from it. And, ladies and gentlemen, I have talked to Tom on a number of occasions, including investments of our own, and I can assure you that you get great service with Tom and his company. So give him a call and be sure and let him know that you heard about him on Changing Worldviews. And, Tom, thank you so much for your time and all that you've contributed today.
Well, thank you, Dwayne. I really enjoyed it.
You have a great day.
If you are interested in speaking to Tom Cloud for a free telephone consultation, give him a call at 800-247-2812. Again, 800-247-2812. And be sure to mention that Sharon and Dwayne, Changing Worldviews, sent you to Tom so that you can get a special deal. You can catch more interviews with Tom by going to our website, changingworldviews.com, and checking out the archives. You can find the links there. Well, as we started the show out talking about how there are many experts that are warning of an economic collapse here in America and globally. And Russia, the Russian media was saying that the United States was going to experience an economic apocalypse, referring to what many are talking about since the book came out, The Mystery of the Shemitah by Rabbi Jonathan Cahn. You may have heard of it. Well, what is a Shemitah year? And what does that have to do with an economic collapse? In a nutshell, in the Bible, in Leviticus chapter 25, God commands his people to not plant fields on the seventh year, and that's supposed to be a Sabbath year, a year to rest from your labors and to give the land a rest and to honor God. And so during a Shemitah year, every seventh year, all debts are also to be forgiven. Slaves are set free. As I said, the land is supposed to rest. Now, as we find out from the Bible and also from history, that during Shemitah years, economies, kingdoms, nations that do not follow God's will, it can mean bad times for that nation. For those people, for those nations that do honor God and his laws, it can be a good year. And in his book, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, The Mystery of the Shemitah, he explains all of this and lists the different years and what has happened and the correlation of the different crashes that have occurred, the instability of our economy, the instability of the global economy, and a very real chance of an economic collapse or another crash, some saying worse than 2008. You also have the spiritual element of the Shemitah, and many believe because of the decisions that America has made recently. I don't need to make a litany. We're all aware of how our nation has turned its back on God and the Bible. And if you haven't read the book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, I think you'd find it very fascinating as the rabbi points out all the various crashes that our nation has had before and after the big depression, the big crash of 1929. I personally believe that we cannot continue in the way that we are going. We cannot continue in the way we are going economically, being in such debt, continuing to print money, which really means nothing, and think that we're going to be able to survive unless some changes are made. Some radical changes are made. And that's just an educated opinion on my part. I am no expert in the financial realm, but we all should be using wisdom to prepare. And that's what today's show is all about, that hopefully will be helpful to you. And so I just want to thank all of our listeners for not only tuning in, but for everyone who helps us to stay on the air with your generous contributions. Radio is expensive, and our special offer is just one way that you can help us do just that and also get something in return. And you can find out about that by going to our website, changingworldviews.com, and just clicking on the donate page or the store page and order online or make a donation there, or you can send a check and order whatever you'd like to have to Changing Worldviews, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924. I always like to close out with a song.
And today's choice is by the Gaither Vocal Band. Since we're talking about money, this is a great song to put things into perspective. And of course, it's not just about giving away money, but giving away, if I can say, everything that we have that the Lord has given us in our hearts. What has he given you to give away?
If you want more happy than your heart will hold, if you want to stand tall, if the truth works hold, take one.
working in his garden when I happened by. He waved me over with that look in his eye and started breaking off some ears of corn. He said, "Here, boy, today this corn is just right. Boil it up for your supper tonight. And I've learned it's true what my pappy used to say. Nothing's quite as good until you give it away. If you want more happy than your heart will hold, if you want to stand taller if the truth were told, take whatever you have and give it away. If you want less lonely and a lot more fun and deep satisfaction when the day is with my Uncle Sam, so I hope you'll hear these words I have to say. Now here they are. There are two kinds of folks. There's takers and givers. There's gripers and complainers and big-hearted livers. It depends on how we choose to spend our day.
Until I see you next time, this is Sharon Hughes saying it like it is.
You've been listening to Changing World Views with Sharon Hughes. You can follow Sharon at Facebook.com/Sharon and Twitter.com/Sharon. Please take advantage of our online shows covering topics and guests we can't possibly cover on our weekly show. That's why we offer more at our website, ChangingWorldViews.com.
Join Sharon next time, and until then, stay alert, stay informed, because we live in a changing world.